Reading is for everyone. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Print Disabled at CMPL Summer 2023 Newsletter. MLBPD Summer Reading Contest. Summer is upon us, and good books are always available to take you to another place or time so you can do some traveling right from your favorite chair at home. And by doing so, you can be entered into our drawing for a prize. Call the library and choose two books. Pick one book set somewhere you would like to visit, and pick a second book set in a time period you would like to visit, and we will send you the audiobooks or large print books depending on your format. When you have finished both books, call the library with your comments, and we will enter you into our drawing. Names will be drawn the week of September 4th, and winners will be notified by phone. Macomb Blind Bowlers. The Macomb Blind Bowlers are always looking for legally blind bowlers as well as sighted bowlers, scorekeepers. Our bowling season runs from September till mid-May, and we bowl every Wednesday at Fraser Star Lanes. If you know of anyone that is legally blind or a sighted bowler scorekeeper that is interested in joining us or have questions, feel free to call MLBPD. Pop-up tech help for seniors. MLBPD is offering a new outreach program to assist seniors with their technology needs. An outreach librarian and tech advisor will travel to senior living facilities and senior community centers in Macomb County to help seniors answer questions about their smartphones, tablets, social media, voice assistant, and more. Please call MLBPD at 586-286-1580 or email us at mlbpd@cmpl.org to schedule a pop-up visit at your facility. Contact us. Phone 586-286-1580. Toll free 855-286-1580. 203-5274. Our email address, mlbpd@cmpl.org. Our website, www.cmpl.org/mlbpd. Staff is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Leave a message after 5 p.m. and we will return your call as soon as possible. Find us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/MLBPDATCMPL. Vision Network Summer Series. Please join us for an informal and informational series of meetings hosted by the Macomb Library for the Blind. These meetings are for people with low vision or who are blind. Caregivers are also welcomed. We will meet inside the Clinton Macomb Public Library, Main Library, at 40900 Romeo Plank Road in Clinton Township. The meetings run from 10 a.m. until noon on the second and fourth Tuesday of June, July, and August. The schedule is as follows. June 13th, presentation by Henry Ford Health Systems low vision therapist Annette Babinski and orientation and mobility specialist Amber Straws. June 27th, transportation information from SmartBus. July 11th, presentation on technical versus non-technical low vision solutions by Mike Powell. July 25th, audio described movie Where the Crawdads Sing. Please see our movie article in this edition for more details. August 8th, explore new technology solutions available for borrowing at our library. August 22nd, Alternative Phone Solutions. Leader dogs, not just about dogs. When you think of leader dogs, you think about their fabulous guide dog program that has been around since 1939. However, leader dogs is not just about dogs. Did you know that leader dogs has an orientation and mobility training program that teaches people how to use a white cane effectively in order to get them where they need to go? Learn more about the orientation and mobility program as well as other informative topics at https://leaderdog.org. Or give them a call at 248-651-9011. Free captioned telephones from CapTel. The CapTel company is passionate about helping those that have a hard time hearing on the phone. They provide those that struggle with hearing on the phone with a no-cost captioned telephone. It comes with a large screen that displays word for word what the person is saying and offers amplification as well. They offer the largest font size in the industry, so it is designed to allow those with hearing loss and low vision to be able to read the captions. Being able to hear your family members, friends, doctors, and make appointments, etc., gives users back the independence and joy they have been missing. CapTel is proud to be the only captioned phone company made in the USA. Please call your local outreach educator, Jen Whalens, at 248-550-6866. For more information. MLBPD Fun Facts from 2022. For those of you who like statistics, you may be interested to know that in 2022, our staff took roughly 2,588 phone calls, assisted 403 walk-in visitors, hosted 84 programs with a total attendance of 372 people, attended 24 outreach events directly reaching 660 people, and circulated a grand total 57,494 materials, including audiobooks via our Lansing Regional Library, in-house downloads, patron downloads, large prints, DVDs, magnifiers, and games. Movie matinee presentation, Where the Crawdads Sing. Please join us for a special movie presentation of the feature film, Where the Crawdads Sing. We will show this movie in audio-described format, which means that a narrator will describe the action and scenery in the movie when the actors are not speaking. This is a great way to share a movie-going experience with someone who is unable to see the movie screen clearly due to vision issues. Our movie presentation is slated for July 25th and begins at 10 a.m. in the auditorium of the Clinton Macomb Public Library, Main Library, at 40900 Romeo Plank Road in Clinton Township. Movie length is approximately 2 hours, but for those of you scheduling rides, please allow until 1 p.m. for pickup. Registration is not required, but if you have questions, please call the library at 586-286-1580. Technology questions. Technology can be frustrating at best and downright impossible to deal with at its worst. Our technology tutor, Marie, may be able to get you on the right path. If you have issues dealing with a Windows-based computer, need ideas to make your computer more adaptable, or have a question about your iPad, iPod, or iPhone, we will make an appointment for you with Marie so you can talk with her over the phone. Please give our library a call at 586-286-1580 for more details. Kathy's Choice. I have two great titles to suggest for summer reading. Both books are strong in character and rich in description. The titles have been suggested to me by book clubs and are worthy for many reasons I will share with all of you. The first title is Clara and the Sun by Kazuo Ishiguro, Nobel Prize-winning British novelist of Japanese origin. This is the author's eighth novel and was nominated for Best Science Fiction of 2021. The story is set in a dystopian future where children are genetically engineered, lifted, for higher intelligence, sometimes causing grave illness or death. Chosen children are isolated and often parents buy them robots for company. Clara is an AF, or artificial friend, chosen by her human Josie, a gregarious teenager. Clara's love for Josie is displayed in her willingness to do anything for Josie, even if it means her harm. Clara, who is solar-powered, believes the sun to be a god and a source of healing to Josie. I thoroughly enjoyed this unique story. The power of love was once again displayed through a group of interesting characters. The ideas of human engineering and artificial intelligence leave a lot of questions in my mind that will not be soon forgotten. DB 102-764, unrated, also available in large print. The Lincoln Highway by Amor Towles is my second suggestion. This is a book with a lot of pages, but it doesn't seem long at all because the characters draw you deep inside. The story was a ride that I was sorry to see come to an end. In 1954, three 18-year-old boys who had met in a juvenile reformatory plus a brainy 8-year-old leave Nebraska in an old Studebaker following dreams of a better life. What makes the story interesting is that each has a different idea of what that means. The journey in our story covers only 10 days, with the chapters counting down. As the days and chapters head toward one, miles are covered with twists and turns, and the reader learns the backstories of each character. You will soon learn that the many detours and diversions in each person's backstory and along the current route would have stopped lesser characters. I guarantee that if you choose this book, you will enjoy the journey as well. DB 105-197, Violence, Strong Language. Lions Blind Low Vision Outreach Committee of District 11-1A. The Lions Outreach Committee has used assistive technology that they can offer to you at no charge through their recycle program. They have a variety of magnifiers and items for daily tasks for blind and low vision users. If they do not have what you need, they can help look for it or direct you to other recycling programs. Items will be distributed through your local Lions Club. For information, contact Kathy McAdam at 313-563-1412 or email mcmcadam@gmail.com. Book Discussion Group. Our book group meets by phone the first Monday of every month, except when a holiday falls on that Monday. We discuss a different book each month, which we send you several weeks prior to the discussion. Here is the upcoming schedule. July 3rd, Polar Dream by Helen Thayer, DBC 17020. August 7th, Run, Rose, Run by Dolly Parton and James Patterson, DB 107053, also available in large print. September 11th, Thunder Dog by Michael Hingson, DB 73300. October 2nd, My Name is Lucy Barton by Elizabeth Strout, DB 83379, also available in large print. November 6th, When Time Stopped by Ariana Newman, DB 98842, also available in large print. December 4th, Kindred by Octavia Butler, DB 16072. Reader Recommendations. Lawrence Robbins recommends Leave It As It Is, A Journey Through Theodore Roosevelt's American Wilderness by David Gessner. Author presents an examination of the environmental conservationist legacy of Theodore Roosevelt, explores sites associated with Roosevelt, including the Dakota Badlands, Yellowstone, Yosemite, and the Grand Canyon, and their state in the early 21st century. Unrated. Lawrence says the book is interesting as it discusses what Roosevelt witnessed during his time, including signs of climate change. 12 hours, 27 minutes. DB 101435. Jean Pichel recommends Horse by Geraldine Brooks. Kentucky, 1850. An enslaved groom named Jarrett and a bay foal forge a bond of understanding that will carry the horse to record-setting victories across the South, based on the remarkable true story of the record-breaking thoroughbred. Unrated. Jean says, this is a well-written, compelling historical story. Put on your saddle and get going. 14 hours, 9 minutes. DB 108556. Also available in large print. Nathan Schneck recommends a paranormal series entitled Fred the Vampire by Drew Hayes. Start with book one, The Utterly Uninteresting and Unadventurous Tales of Fred the Vampire Accountant. Some people are born boring. Some live boring. Some even die boring. Fred managed to do all three, and when he woke up as a vampire, he did so as a boring one. One fateful night, Fred reconnects with an old friend at his high school reunion, and now one undead accountant is trying his best to survive. Nathan notes, this is a very well-produced recording. Various narrators voice the roles and sound effects add to this engaging production. 5 hours, 56 minutes. DB 108470. Rita Taylor recommends The Illuminati by Larry Burkett. In the year 2001, the president suspends the U.S. Congress because of a crumbling economy. His act follows the agenda of the Illuminati, a secret society that aims to make a one-world economy controlled by a central computer system. An Atlanta pastor leads a crusade to expose the society and thwart the diabolical scheme. Rita states, this is an intense, must-read book. Helpful, interesting, and compelling. But, Rita says, don't read it at night. 12 hours, 23 minutes. DB 43186. Carolyn Bieski recommends historical fiction books by the author Martha Hall Kelly. Women are featured as the main characters, and the stories are well-researched and informative. Carolyn was very impressed by this author. Titles include Lilac Girls, set in World War II, DB 84356, Lost Roses, set in World War I, DB 94804. And Sunflower Sisters, set during the Civil War, DB 103103, also available in large print. A Minute with Marie. In the last edition of this newsletter, I promised I would discuss various labeling systems that you can use in the home or workplace. I can only discuss the labeling systems that I use myself, but this should be enough to provide some guidance as you are deciding what type of labeling system would work best for you. PenFriend. This is a great little system that does not require a computer, smart device, internet, or Wi-Fi. The PenFriend itself is about the size of a large magic marker and comes with a set of labels in a wide assortment of sizes. Use the PenFriend device to record the name of the item onto the label, and then use the PenFriend device to read the label to you when needed. I've used this to label spices, medications, and some kitchen containers, among other things. To extend the life of each label, I affix them to those white key identifier discs. These are inexpensive and are available in the office supply area of places such as Meijer and Target. Once the label is recorded, it will be read back to you in your own voice. Warning: the label info is only stored inside the PenFriend unit, so if you lose that, your labels cannot be read. There is a full user manual available on the device, so you can listen to that at any time. The PenFriend system retails on Amazon for around $250 and is also available in the Maxi AIDS catalog. Weigh tags. Weigh tags are a more permanent, reusable labeling item. Weigh tags come in a variety of shapes and all can be recorded and re-recorded as needed. You can find complete information at http://weigharound.com. I think the best purchase is the sample pack, which sells for around $70. This gives you 10 each of the different shapes that weigh tags come in, so you can find the best uses for them around your home or work. I used them to label the cycles on my washer and dryer and on my travel containers so I can identify what's in each for that particular trip. Each label is read using your smartphone, so you will need internet in order to create a weigh tag account. Don't have a smartphone? A weigh tag reader can be purchased on the website for around $100. Sounds pricey, but remember, each weigh tag can be used repeatedly, can be attached to clothing, and will go through the washer dryer and even the dry cleaner. One style is a little clip that is intended to be used on file folders, but we put a rubber band on it and use that to label freezer items. All of these tags can be read with your smartphone, which is probably with you all the time anyway. Both systems can take up to 30 minutes of recording on each label, and both types can be recorded over and over again. The slight limitation with the PenFriend system is that the labels are adhesive, so it may take more planning in order to move them to a new item. A friend of mine purchased little craft magnets and used a PenFriend label on each magnet. The magnet is then attached to pantry items in cans. Once the can is used, the magnet is saved until the item is purchased again. PenFriend also sells clothing labels that will go through the washer dryer. These systems are both great additions to your low vision, blind tool chest. Use them in addition to the low-cost bump dots, puff paint, and rubber bands that we covered in the last newsletter, and you will be on your way to making your personal space easier to manage. National Library Service for the Blind launches updated online catalog. Finding your next great read is easier than ever with the new NLS catalog search features. NLS Catalog boasts a new, clean design and advanced search functionality, direct links to Bard from catalog listings for quick downloads, and for the first time, patrons can directly request books to add to our collection. Patrons will also find links to contact a librarian and other resources to get the most out of NLS. Start exploring the catalog at https://nlscatalog.loc.gov. Wi-Fi hotspot by mail lending program. MLBPD patrons can now check out a Wi-Fi hotspot and have it mailed to their home for free. What is a Wi-Fi hotspot? It is a portable device that connects your mobile devices, such as smartphones, tablets, and laptops, to the internet. How does it work? A Wi-Fi hotspot uses wireless data from a cellular provider to create a signal that connects your mobile device to the internet. Is it right for me? If you have a smartphone, tablet, or laptop but currently don't have internet service, then a Wi-Fi hotspot might be right for you. How do I use it? Step-by-step instructions in large type will be mailed with the Wi-Fi hotspot to your home. MLBPD staff can also be contacted by phone to help you with the Wi-Fi hotspot. How do I request a Wi-Fi hotspot? Patrons can call the library to request a Wi-Fi hotspot to be mailed to their home. Wi-Fi hotspots have a 3-week lending period. It will arrive boxed and inside a Canvas mail bag via regular mail. When your due date approaches, please mail the hotspot back to the library using the same box and Canvas bag. For more information about the Wi-Fi hotspot by mail lending program, please contact us at 586-286-1580 or email us at mlbpd@cmpl.org. MLBPD does not endorse any services or websites outside of its own library that may be referred to in this newsletter. Please call the MLBPD for your questions and comments at 586-286-1580 or toll-free 855-203-5274. MLBPD@CMPL survey. On the next few pages, you will find our MLBPD survey. Our goal at MLBPD is to provide you with excellent service. Please complete and return this survey before Friday, September 1st, to share your thoughts about the library. Thank you for your input. You may complete the survey and fold it in half so the return address and free postage mark appear at the front of the fold. The survey can then be mailed as postage is already paid. Complete the survey over the phone by calling 586-286-1580 or toll-free at 855-203-5274. Complete the survey online at https://www.surveymonkey.com/r/MLBPD2023. 2023 MLBPD at CMPL survey. Question 1. What services have you used from our library? Check all that apply. Audiobooks, audio describe movies, DVDs, Bard, computer and personal device tutoring, Braille, large print games, Vision Network support group by phone, summer winter reading contests, audio magazines, large print books, Braille books, loan of personal devices from our library, iPad, Echo Dot, Echo Show, hotspots, magnifiers, etc. Book discussion group by phone, Summer Vision Network group meetings held at the library. Question 2. Do you find our services easy to use? Yes? No? If you answered no, please indicate why. Question 3. When calling the library, Can you usually reach a staff member? Yes, no. Question 4. Do you have access to a computer or other personal device such as an iPhone, iPad, Kindle, tablet, Android device, and the internet? Yes, no. Question 5. If yes, are you registered on BARD, our Braille and Audio Reading Download website, where you can download your own audiobooks or Braille files to your device? Yes, I am registered on BARD and use it frequently. Yes, I am registered on BARD, but it has been a long time since I have used it. Please contact our library if you want to reactivate your BARD account. No, I am not registered on BARD, but would like to learn more about it. Here is my phone number so I can learn more about BARD. No, I am not registered on BARD and prefer to get my books by mail. Question 6. The Macomb Library for the Blind now has electronic devices with built-in internet for our patrons to borrow if they would like to try using it at home. I have already checked out devices from the library and found it useful. I already have access to the internet and my own electronic devices. I would be interested in learning more about what devices are available. Here is my phone number. I am not interested in electronic devices with internet access at this time. Question 7. In order to keep your MLBPD account active, the library asks that you order materials at least once a year. If you are a BARD user, you need to log into BARD at least once every 6 months. If it has been a long time since you've received or ordered any materials, is it because I am no longer interested in the service? Please contact me so I can return what equipment materials I have. My phone number is. I am still interested in the service but do not know how to contact the library to continue service. My phone number is. I use the service regularly and am an active patron. Question 8. How do you obtain updated information about the library? Check all that apply. Library newsletter, Reading is for Everyone, Macomb Library for the Blind and Print Disabled at CMPL. State Library Newsletter, In Focus. Macomb Library for the Blind and Print Disabled website. By calling the library. The National Library Service for the Blind's email list. I would like updated information, but am unable to access any of the above. Here is my phone number so I can learn more about what is available. Question 9. How would you rate the overall services provided by the Macomb Library for the Blind and Print Disabled? Excellent, good, fair, poor. Question 10. Do you have any suggestions on how we can improve our service or offer additional services that might be helpful to you? Please describe, and if appropriate, please include your phone number so we can contact you to further discuss your suggestions. This concludes our survey. Please pull out survey from newsletter, fold so that the library address is showing with free matter for the blind in the top right corner, and mail. Thank you for taking the time to complete our survey. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Print Disabled is a public service of Macomb County. This concludes our Macomb Library for the Blind and Print Disabled Summer 2023 newsletter. Please return this audio version of the newsletter in the container it was mailed in and send it back to our library. Then you'll be able to receive the next edition in the fall. Thank you.